The Tom Miller Human Rights Award is now open for nominations. Whitney Pierce Tom Miller worked in the Sydney Steel Plant and served in the Second World War. He was also Atlantic Canada's first black alderman when he was elected in Sydney in 1955, holding the seat for 17 years. Miller was also the first African Nova Scotian to run for the provincial Liberals. Wayne Miller says that his grandfather made a positive impact in his community, although his journey included struggles starting in 1917 in the Nova Scotia capital, around the same time of the world's largest man-made explosion before the atomic age.
He was born in Halifax 3 months before the Halifax explosion. While his father was in the Navy, fighting in World War One, the explosion happened and Halifax was decimated. His mother moved to Sydney to recontinue their life, and Tom Miller, as a young boy, was raised in Whitney Pier, and he married Ethel Reed, or Ethel Miller, who many people would know as a famous singer, musician here in Cape Breton. And they had a family of seven children that they raised in the pier. And, you know, that in itself was a big task. But some of the memories I have just through looking at pictures and documents is some of the neighborhoods that were developed in the pier. Tom Miller spearheaded the development of new streets with homes and allowing people to kind of own their own homes and, take pride in their community.
Wayne says he recalls time with his grandfather and they enjoyed their adventures through the neighborhood.
I remember him being very fit and a strong man. He was a lifelong fitness enthusiast from an early age. While my parents were at work and my grandparents were retired, I would be dropped off at my grandparents, and my poppy and I would walk from Whitney Pier, Elmwood Avenue to be exact, down Lingan Road, through the coke ovens, across the train tracks and the orange colored brooks, to the YMCA in downtown Sydney, where he would drop me off in swimming lessons, and he would go do his morning work, and then on the way back we'd walk back home. He'd carry me on his shoulders most of the way because by that time I was pretty tired. And I always remember going into the old Zeller's Mall, and he would always buy me a pogo stick with a little strip of mustard on it. So it was those memories where I remember my poppy. Also, as a youth, he would take me to the baseball fields and get me to pitch to him. And one of the things I remember is he never used a glove. And I always thought that I was hurting his hands, and he'd say, "Throw it harder," until I looked at his hands and they were full of calluses. And, definitely a man who worked very hard his entire life.
The award recognizes people who are focused on human rights, equality, and justice. Miller mentioned some of the past winners from the local African Nova Scotian community.
From Senator Dan Christmas to Kendrick Douglas to Campy Crawford, who was Sydney's first black police officer, to countless others. B. LeBlanc, who ran Transition Host for many years. Anybody in the community who is, putting Cape Breton first, who is making a positive difference in the lives of others. Tom Miller was a tireless advocate here in trying to make Sydney better, from raising money for facilities such as the Pier Rink, or raising money for, I believe, Archibald Baseball Field back in the day. He was tireless. He was very progressive in his beliefs.
The municipality is accepting nominations until the end of the month. Tom Miller passed away at the age of 70 in 1988. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.